This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, hour two commences now. We got a great hour. I'm excited about what we're about to do. But hold on. You're going to find out a little bit more details in a moment. Let's bring Super Don in the mix here because we do have upcoming events, announcements, and things. And you just saw about Becoming Cancer Free, a big online kind of webinar that's available to you. Super Don, you added that into the upcoming events, I think?
Yeah, that actually started on the 26th, so it's an ongoing event, but you still have time to be able to get signed up for that. It's completely free. It goes through August 3rd.
Okay.
With there Nathan Crane, and so that that is the latest one. Mm-hmm. And then there's a number of other events there, webinars and things that are coming up, mm-hmm. including the one that is coming up on August 6th. Challenging the fake pandemic.
Yep, everything you know about viruses. I'm going to do it. Don't try to tempt me. I'm going to do it. You know who could also do that? Dr. Jerry's joining us now, and he was one of the rock stars at the Advanced Medicine Conference. Although it was just funny because I had him up there, and you're on screen now, Dr. Jerry. I want to welcome you to the show officially. And you know, it's funny. We did that big, a panel discussion, so to speak, and you were up there with a bunch of people, and I'm like, Dr. Jerry, you want to say something? No, it's okay. I'm like, and then you're assuring me that you're on the show today. It's like, I will talk when I'm on the show with you. I might not talk on the panel, but I'm here for you, and you're just such an awesome dude. I can't wait to hear from you and have you share a little bit of your backstory. So welcome officially to
the
Robert Scott
Bell. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, my friend.
So we're going to go quantum physics, and it's like I don't want anybody's head to explode, but it starts in your own personal journey with what we call a near-death type experience. And I've actually spoken at the IANS conference, which is like International Association for Near-Death Stories or something like that. And I've spoken there because I've had that myself when I was, I think, in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And my buddy Adrian, who knows me since elementary school, should remember Miss Smith, the science teacher. I don't think I was in that class, but I was just horsing around in the class, and I suddenly just started choking on a piece of felt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh! And I ran out of the, I think, social studies class it was, to Miss C. Smith, if you remember her, science teacher. I thought, a science teacher, she'll know what to do. And I ran in choking, gasping for air, and falling down. I think I remember she caught me, and then waking up in a meadow, a beautiful meadow. Sun was shining down on me. I mean, it's like the colors were vivid, flowers, stream running. It was like butterflies everywhere. I'm like, man, this place is nice. This is really peaceful. It was sort of like I had read stories about what it might be like. I'm like, dude, I'm not afraid of this. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting hit on the back, and I end up back in my body. I'm like, dude, there's so much more to reality than being trapped in a body. You know what I'm saying? So that was my brief experience I've shared. And I think your story is much more, I don't know, it's just amazing what you went through.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I was back in September 10th of 2000. I had a massive coronary heart attack due to a drug overdose. So within that moment, you know, I popped out of my body. I had an out-of-body experience. But the moment I asked, who am I, that internal question, mm-hmm. because I could see my body as I was, my consciousness was hovering above it. The moment I asked, who am I, I was just uploaded, you know, away from this dimension. You know, you want to call it God, source, mm-hmm. all that is. Yeah. And ever since that, I came back like software upgrade, I came back upgraded, so to speak. So.
Well, and so your story is not, I wouldn't say it's uncommon or common. It's just, it's been others I've had, Daniel Brinkley, for instance. Years ago, I had him on my show, got saved by the light, right? His experience of just, you know, dying, leaving, and coming back, and suddenly having knowledge or information or other things that downloaded into him, and he's become someone that has spoken on this issue. And so it's something that's not unprecedented, is what I'm trying to say. That you have these experiences, you come back, you're changed forever. The question is, what are you directed to do? And in the midst of that download, prior to that download, I mean, what was your life path and how did it change?
Yeah, so, you know, at an early age, around 9, I was, you know, sexually abused by, let's just say, male teachers at a private boys' school for 1 year. So after that, as I was growing up, I just turned to escapism, drugs, addictions, et cetera, et cetera. So most of my adult life up till that point was completely geared to escape, mm-hmm. doing everything I could to escape the physical realm, right? So, yeah, it was pretty much, you know, one of a master of addictions.
Mm. So, that yeah, the pain, you want to escape the pain, the emotional trauma, all of that. Yeah. And then you get this download of information, you come back and What's the experience? So you see the world differently? I mean, how fast does that consciousness shift in an experience like that?
Well, yeah. So I'm known as what's called a walk-in, walk-out. So the consciousness that's speaking to you today is not the consciousness that actually experienced the trauma of the sexual abuse, the drug addiction, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an aspect of me that actually came in to complete what I was meant to do, because most people don't have a clue about who they are, where they came from. They don't remember what their mission is. It takes, you know, an act of God, literally, mm-hmm. to remind them. And that's what happened to me.
Look, that's why I the moment we met, I like this guy. I resonate. Why? Because we're mission oriented. This is a big part of this show, is to not only acknowledge that we have a mission, but to acknowledge that everyone else does too. And maybe they haven't recognized it yet, but to facilitate that in some way, to recognize how valued and loved you are in all of creation, that you're existing here right now and that you are meant for times like these. That's a weird thing to say, right? As we look around the world, we go, man, this is just crazy time. How is this happening? Well, you're here because you're supposed to be here to do something extraordinary, I believe. And I think that's true of all of us. Now, how do we define extraordinary? That's different for everybody. I don't mean that's a one-size-fits-all scenario, because your mission that was opened up to you is yours, but it also impacts a lot of people. Here we were at the Advanced Medicine Conference. It's not the first time you've done that and other big events. In fact, you host your own. In developing a technology that kind of, I think it facilitates or helps people to facilitate that acknowledgement, recognition, or connection, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. Well said. Yeah. The technology is simply one that allows you to get into a state of relaxation so that the autonomic nervous system can relax, so you're not in that state of fear and flight. So once your brain, your left and right hemispheres of your brain, syncs, you become state what's known as parasympathetic, which is a self-healing state. And in that state, one could do many, many amazing things.
Well, one of the things that you've done is develop some technology to help facilitate that. It looks like I've got in the show notes, of course, links to you and many of the websites that release or reveal some of these things, including the Rasha technology, mm-hmm. called touchless quantum access technology. I think we experienced some of that at the Advanced Medicine Conference. There's also the bioregenesis perspectives to consider as well. And again, all of those links are in the show notes today at robertscabell.com. It'll be a lot to digest all of it in the first visit by Dr. Jerry, but I'm excited to introduce it, and maybe those of you who are called to it, you'll resonate and you'll go, hey, how do I experience this? There'll be opportunities to do that as well, in fact, at some of the events that you host. But what was the experience we had at Advanced Medicine? There were times before the breaks that we would go into type of a meditation or prayerful state, and there was this resonant frequency, very deep Right? It almost sounded like, to some degree, like the overtones you hear about some of the monks that they can do these multiple tones. It was sort of that sense of this vibration flowing through. Tell me about what we experienced there.
Yeah, so the frequencies were sound frequencies that were specifically tuned to a base 12, okay, algorithm and a base 12 frequency. Most frequencies, sound frequencies, are tuned to the phi ratio, which is a base 10 frequency. So the frequencies that we all experienced prior to, you know, when Dr. Buitar had us on stage, those were specific base 12 frequencies that had a vibratory oscillation rate that allowed your consciousness to go in what we call consciousness coherence or consciousness unity.
All right, I'm on the page for this Rasha. This is what we were experiencing was that, because I also did a separate kind of, I rode the machine, so to speak. You know, I got at the end of the event, and you put on the headphones, you relax, and you're overcome with these waves of this energy and sound. And I believe that, you know, spirit, divine spirit, Holy Spirit, people call it many different things. I believe it comes to us as light and as sound, and these are the twin aspects of how God speaks to us. I'm not opposed to technology. I'm opposed to technology without consciousness, because that becomes dangerous. Clearly, you have a consciousness about bringing this forward with great, intent in terms of opening people up, as opposed to enslaving them and limiting their consciousness. Because so much of the fear outside of us is all about limiting consciousness. And you went right at it with the fear that's seemingly emanating from everywhere outside around us. It doesn't have to bubble up from within us. That's something that is almost artificially induced externally that we're trying to combat, if we can use those terms.
Yeah, so there's a lot of technology out there, specifically scalar energy based, that's utilized to mind control, manipulate humans, as well as, you know, manipulate the weather. Mm-hmm. So my whole premise was, okay, if they're using scalar energy to enslave mankind, then couldn't you use scalar energy to free mankind? And scalar energy is very, it's not very well known. A lot of people think they understand it, or they think they know what it is, but they really truly don't know it until you experience it. And I was able to experience it through my near-death experience, because when you leave the body, you're in this unified field of scalar energy. So we utilize the scalar energy simply to communicate to our consciousness through our DNA and relax us, really.
Yeah. Folks, you've heard me say this, that I don't have a soul, I am soul. You don't have a soul, you are soul. There's an interesting utilization of language. I find, maybe I'm a stickler for it, but I point this out, that people say my soul as if they possess something that they are. It's like, how do you possess what you are? You are that. Right? And I think that again, that conscious awareness and shift is like, yes, I have a body, but the body is the vehicle by which I interact here on this earth plane, earthly plane. Right?
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order, or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840, or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And so why couldn't we utilize the energies and the technologies to work with light and sound in this way, or sound specifically, to transform consciousness? Again, this is for me a conscious experience, not to one to enslave and create followers, but to really dynamically bring about a recognition of yourself and then a re-recognition or a remembrance of why you're here. What's your purpose? That's exciting to me, that when we can light those lights, you know, up again through sound, for instance.
Right. I mean, most people don't even remember, you know, who they are. They, you know, most people walk around in a cloud of fear, right? Especially with what's going on in the world today. So the technology is simply a consciousness-based technology that can help you remember your true nature, which is consciousness.
Yeah. So we have the websites up for you, Dr. Jerry Rivera DiGenio, PhD, philanthropist, inventor of the Rasha technology. There are links up to the information. Again, we also have that one is drdugenioepk.com. Again, it's linked in the show notes. You don't have to write down. Just come on over to robertscottbell.com. We also have a link to BioRegenesis University, and you can apply for enrollment. So what is this, when we think of a university, this is a I have a sense that this might be a little different than what universities are as they're run today.
Yeah, so as you know, that most of the universities out there, specifically the, let's say, the elite universities, they're literally run by pedophiles. They're run by, you know, groups of men and women that literally enslave humans.
Their consciousness.
Right. So, hey, if that's what you want to send your kid to, to learn under these type of people, have at it. But Biorigenesis University is the first university, online university, that's geared towards consciousness and science. And it is all based on eternal life principles, base 12 principles, something that we're not taught here. We're not even taught the difference between, you know, finite life, phi ratio, Fibonacci, versus eternal life, you know, 1.414 ratio science. We don't even know that. People don't even know what the hell that is. So
I'm looking at this page, bachelor level in quantum morphogenetic science, master level in quantum morphogenetic science, PhD level in quantum. So you got to define quantum morphogenetic physics to us right now, if you don't mind.
Sure. So let's first define morphogenetic. Okay? Mm-hmm. That is simply the energy fields that surround the cell and that they hold the blueprint of that cell. So your heart has a morphogenetic field, your body, a plant, a star, a solar system, all has this form-holding energy field that holds information, morphogenetic, okay? Mm-hmm. So quantum morphogenetic physics is simply the physics behind creation, because no one talks. Everyone said God created the universe, rightfully so, but no one asked how God created the universe, or what did God create the universe with? I just went in that direction. That's all.
I think it's totally cool. You talk about nerding out. I am.
Yes.
The idea that you can learn about creation with science.
Absolutely.
They're not mutually exclusive. Oftentimes science is used to defeat those or attempt to defeat those who have a belief in God and spiritual things and recognize that our life is well beyond just the time we have in this physical body.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't science be able to approach that? But quantum level sciences, again, we talk about physics, seems to be the closest to be able to acknowledge that reality and not denigrate that reality, right? Or say it's just a fantasy, it's just it's your imagination, or it's your brain cells that are firing when they're lacking in oxygen, because that's a lot of people that they come back from near-death experience. They say, oh, it's just all an illusion that your brain cells did that.
Sure.
I think you think otherwise.
Yeah, you know, look, I respect everyone's, you know, belief systems and thoughts and sayings. I do. Everyone's entitled to their own beliefs. But when someone talks like that, they simply have forgotten that existence is multidimensional. Just like in that movie, Contact with Jodie Foster. Mm-hmm. Did you remember that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. When they were trying to figure out the equations, they were looking at it linearly, but when they made it multidimensional, three-dimensional, there was more information found there. So likewise, quantum morphogenetic physics is simply understanding that reality is just not this 3D physical reality, this body, this microphone, etc., etc. It is multidimensional in nature. And that's what we have, first of all, not even been taught. Or we weren't even, we don't even remember this. So that's what Biogenesis University is about.
Yeah, it's not even remembered. It's disavowed by many. And many in the scientific realm actively engage in how do we suppress that information from getting out. Why are they so afraid of it?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cases of coronavirus are once again going up in America. The CDC released new information on the Delta variant, On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked what information is new.
When you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of people who are vaccinated who get breakthrough infections, it's really quite high and equivalent to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of unvaccinated people who get infected. That's very different from the alpha variant. The alpha variant, the level of virus in a vaccinated person was extremely low compared in the vaccinated people compared to the unvaccinated people. Not so with Delta. So we know now that vaccinated people who get breakthrough infections can spread the virus to other people.
This is USA Radio News. The Senate is still in session trying to finalize the roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal. Maine Senator Susan Collins said she believes the bill will have the crucial support of at least 10 Senate Republicans needed to pass. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin was also optimistic in the bill's timeline. He said he thinks everything should finish up by this Thursday. The Senate is racing to pass the bipartisan deal before leaving for the fast-approaching August recess, which is scheduled to start at the end of the week. Last week, negotiators announced they'd reached a deal that includes $550 billion in new federal investments in America's infrastructure over the next 5 years. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said they're still finalizing the legislative text of the bill. He said, "This is an important bill. I know all the parties want to get it right." He said once the group's text is done, he'll offer it as a substitute amendment, making it the base of the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, we will stop going to their universities that are limiting consciousness, not expanding it, and also, as you point out, run by a bunch of sick pedophiles that are doing horrible things behind the scenes that function as kind of a funnel for the elitists that they want to draw into their either sick game or control through compromising positions, and then they send them out to lead government or other institutions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their whole, like, production line of drones that they can manipulate, these puppet drones, okay? Mm-hmm. And our online university is not that. You know, we're actually a legitimate international ministry, FYI, mm-hmm. that's able to give these degree-level certificates.
Yeah. Listen, I'm like I said, I know this is our first visit officially on the show. I hope, folks, you're getting the sense of where this is going, because as I talk about the risk of sending your children into major universities, research, or others, because it's been the accepted standard, it's been the value system, you come out, you know, look, those values are dissipating rapidly with the disillusionment as we begin to see who's pulling strings behind these curtains. And purposefully, as I said, trying to dampen and limit your consciousness, trying to limit your relationship with the divine. They do not like it when you acknowledge your divinity, because it means their authority is definitely challenged and threatened, because it diminishes. You suddenly say, you're a false authority. Now, are you trying, Dr. Jerry, to become an authority figure to lead people down this technological quantum physics path, or is it something else that's going on for people that don't know you as well as I do?
It's about remembering who they are, really. It's about not teaching people what to think, because most universities teach people, hey, you got to do this, think like this. It's teaching people how to be creative thinkers, to think for themselves, and to remember that they are not sheep, okay? That they are self-sovereign, self-independent beings that can make conscious choices whenever they choose. That's what it, what this is all about.
But hasn't the message been for a long time, maybe generations, is that you don't have that freedom, you don't have that ability to make those choices? We've got to take care, we got to manage where you go and how you go there, because you might, you know, on and on, all based on fear. Again, all based on fear.
Right. If you don't graduate from this university with this degree, you can't get this job. Oh, really? I know a lot of people that have graduated from those elite universities that, guess what they're doing now? They're either flipping burgers, or they're starting up, you know, small franchise companies, because they didn't learn how to think.
Or also that they had been programmed to be limited in thinking. You know, what they were allowed, in other words, the parameters around it. I think about what I say. Super Don, I'm going to bring you in for a sec here. I know the quantum physics thing intrigues you so much. It's like he's all engaged, like, oh, man, quantum physics. Yeah, all right, Dr. Jerry. But Super D, think about what I did yesterday with the Antoinette seminar. I just remember some of it. They were asking me questions about my history, how I got here with the broadcast. And you remember the themes that ran through it. People would say, it's impossible, you can't do it. You know, it's just, and I was like, some of it I knew by reading. Others I was just like, didn't even know. And then we achieved it, and then they would say after the fact, we have this show, we're almost on 100 stations syndicated at the time, and they say, that's impossible. And we look at them and go, well, it's happened, it's real. So how much credence do you give to those folks that try to, let's say, shape our reality, Super D? You know that? People try to do that all the time, limit us.
Yeah, and sometimes the more you listen to them, the less you accomplish, because you're putting boundaries there that don't need to exist.
Yeah,
because they tell you that they're there, right?
Right, and I like to think, like I said, I don't claim to be a quantum physicist. I know Super D, you don't, unless you're sidelining after the show.
I'm Moonlight,
Moonlight is a quantum physicist. But the sense of what Dr. Jerry's bringing is very much in line and thematically what we talk about, maybe in different ways. And I think that's the thing about how do you communicate what you communicate? How do you receive something, Dr. Jerry, from a quantum physics perspective that can be so daunting that we're intimidated even to like open the book, much less what is this university about? I think it's overwhelming. I don't know that I could do it.
You know, a lot of people ask me that, and I simply say it's not what you think. It's, please don't have any of those 3D Western university expectations, because this is completely different, because the educational system, albeit, you know, from very preschool to high school to university level, those models are based upon finite life information and finite life, let's say, techniques of enslaving humanity. What we're doing with Biogenesis University is giving that person a chance to remember who they are, and giving them a chance to make a difference, not just in their own world, but to service to humanity versus service to self. I was going to say service humanity, but service to humanity.
Right. And so you talked about also this base 12 versus base 10 scenario. Right. I always found that interesting because we can take it down to the brass tacks of we like our system of 12s and everybody else went to kilometers, right? 12 inches versus, you know, 10 centimeters or, you know, whatever it is. And what is it about numerically, the 10 base versus a 12 base? Why the difference? Why the significance there?
Well, let's just put it this way, and I'll try to be as non-nerdy as possible for your listeners, okay? Because I don't want them to, we lose them. Mm-hmm. So simply, it goes like this. We die, okay? Humans die. But explain to me then why in the Bible, you know, beings like Moses and Methuselah were living 800 to a couple thousand years, okay? So if you're a Christian and you follow the Bible, do your due diligence. There were beings that were living thousands and thousands of years, yet we barely make it past 80. Are you with me? So we are finite life beings. All the information, the mathematics are all base 10, okay? They're based on 10 integers and 10 digits because we're like monkeys. We have 10 digits here. But in reality, eternal life, meaning longevity, real beings of longevity and eternal life principles, they were taught a different system. For example, the pre-ancient Sumerians, the pre-ancient Egyptians, the Atlanteans, they were all taught a base 12 mathematics. Well, base 12, when you look at it from, let's just say, a sacred geometry point of view, that is the key to eternal life. When you remove, let's say, 11 and 10, you then become a mutation from that code. Nikola Tesla never said the key to the universe was 369. Tesla said the key to the universe was 36912, but there were powers that be that removed that specific information. Because when you add, when you shift your life, doesn't matter what it is, to a base 12, whether you're charging, you know, a price, do me a favor, start shifting to a 12, a base 12 algorithm or a base 12 expansion and see what happens.
So utilizing the numerical system that has been altered probably once again to limit consciousness.
Absolutely. And you can do your research. Do your due diligence. Don't believe a word I say. Go and research this because all the pre-ancient cultures learned a form of a base 12 mathematics.
So you've actually had some published research. It's on your the website, Dr. DuGenioEPK.com. Again, we've got it linked up. It says published research on 12-strand DNA morphogenetic engineering via holofractal morphogenetic reprogramming of genetic information.
Yep.
A lot of people might get a headache just saying that, much less figuring out what did you uncover there and other things related to scalar energy and things that I think we need to be moving into, not shying away from.
Yeah, so, again, you know, science and universities are teaching us that we are only 2 to 3 strand human beings. But in reality, you know, we have the capacity for a 12-strand DNA, okay? And there's a lot of research behind that, and I just did my due diligence. I actually attended online university at a certain, let's say, elite school on the West Coast in the San Francisco area in their genetics and genomics program just to see what they were teaching and what they knew. And a lot of it is 3D in nature, but a lot of it they did actually admit in some cases that something was done to our DNA 250,000 years ago that changed humanity forever. There was a genetic engineering that was done to the mitochondrial DNA.
Yeah, I've read a lot about some of the lost history we talk about, prehistory, if you can call it that, that there was manipulation of the genetic code. And that's why a lot of people have this sense or memory of that when we talk about genetically engineered foods or this CRISPR technology, again, monkeying with the genetic structure, that again, could it be a path to freeing our consciousness versus limiting it? As I think that you're, the semblance of what I get from where you're directing is like reopening that history, reconnecting to that history so that we can move beyond the limitations that have been kind of artificially played on us, induced on us, whether it be through, you know, the so-called indoctrination education system or abusive type, let's say, patterns that have emerged over generations of these elite controllers that do horrible things to children even, much less adults, that limit them and have them in fear almost all of the time.
You know, the underlying factor that can address all of that, you know, is consciousness. And when consciousness, I'm saying your connection to God, your connection to source. Consciousness comes first. It is the foundation of not just healing, but life. And if you can add that to whatever protocol you're doing, okay, then you have a chance at reversing certain pathologies, certain mind control situations. But if you don't even think or even add consciousness to the equation, you're spinning your wheels, man. You're going to sit there in quicksand, and you're going to find out real fast that whatever it is that you're trying to do is not working. Are you with me? So it's all about consciousness with myself and those that are in my sphere of influence, and it's reconnecting to that source.
Well, we talked about unconsciousness, a lot of what Dr. Bruce Lipton has brought about. Talking about the first, 7 years of life, they said, the Jesuits said that, give me a kid for 7 years, I'll show you the man, whatever. They basically molded in those early years subconsciously.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Connection back, people.
Yeah, well, the fear of the germ, as I've said, it basically disconnects us from our true source, as fear does. And if we are to overcome that, it isn't about, let's say, battling the fear as much as recognizing that that which we are afraid of is an illusion that has no power over us once we recognize it as such. And that's, I don't know if that's a Zen thing or a kung fu thing. By the way, do you know kung fu? No.
You just...
I dropped out when I asked that question.
You caught out on me.
Oh, well, I was just noticing a comment from our good buddy Kevin in the chat room. He says, I wouldn't mess with Dr. Jerry. He looks like he would kick my butt pretty easily.
Oh, why would he say that? Is it because I'm Asian?
I don't think so. I think it was because the intensity with which you are bringing the laser focus on consciousness. And he's a jokester, of course. But
that's I'm a jokester.
That was a good one back, by the way.
I don't even know how to answer that one.
That's the kind of thing Kevin throws out there. You don't even have to answer it.
Yeah,
but it's like you, the Matrix. You know, he came back. I know kung fu. Remember that line? Remember that scene?
Absolutely, yeah.
You just downloaded it.
Yeah.
But that's the potential, although, as I said, in my life and my experience, I am one that struggled with, let's say, not wanting to do things the hardest way possible. Finding, let's say, an easier path, not necessarily to, let's say, reduce the outcome, and result in the same outcome, so to speak. And I think of this as the law of economy. That is, you get the most out of every mile, you get the most out of every drop. It's efficiency. It is kung fu. I've talked about enhancing the kung fu of your own immune system by doing certain things, utilizing certain energies and other things. But the idea that we all have to learn it the hardest way possible, it still took me years of intense research and practice to know what I know today. This is the whole thing when people meet you for the first time after you've been through what you've been through, and they say, how is that possible? You know what you know. It's like, well, you toil in obscurity for decades to become an overnight sensation. By the time people find out about you, they don't know all that you went through to get there. But however you get there, whether it's an instant consciousness shift download or a combination of that and a lot of research and hard work, this is the, you know, again, this is my path. I share with you my path each and every day. It's not necessarily yours, or, but we can support each other in our own paths. And that to me is exciting because what I am benefited by knowing you, right? By being in your sphere, in your consciousness, and how we interact with one another. I find it uplifting. And you can be with other people, and you leave that interaction, and you're like, I don't feel very uplifted. In fact, I feel... Ugh. And so you got to make better choices about the people you surround yourself with, who you interact with. All of that is part of the consciousness of remembrance.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a saying that my mom always reminds me, you know, tell me who your friends are, your close friends, and I'll tell you who you are. You know, those that you surround yourself with, that consciousness, you become that. So start to surround yourself with people that are uplifting, that don't drain your, you know, that aren't energy vampires. And it all starts from within, really.
Yeah.
Start to go within and really tend to your own garden.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which I am, and building greenhouses. Right?
That's right.
Dr. Jerry, by the way, my mom said that too. Says that too. Tell me who your friends are. I'll tell you who you are. And I love my friends. I love the friends. I love the folks that are here with us each and every day. And I hope that this is not the only time you'll show up on the show. I've enjoyed it, and I know the folks have really loved it. There's a lot of elements of this we couldn't touch, in one little show.
Right.
But we could be here for hours or days, and I would still love it. I'd be just enjoying the conversation. So I appreciate you being here, and I thank you for Angela for connecting us to make it happen finally.
Absolutely.
And is there one event coming up that we should let everybody know about real quick?
Not really. Not one I can think
of. Okay, well, when there is, we'll let them know. And I hope that I can be at it.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. I really do appreciate this. And for all you do, you're doing an amazing, amazing mission and service to humanity. So thank you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you. And thank you again for all that you're doing. And again, I look forward to learning more. I'm excited about all that you're doing and experiencing some more. And if anybody else is interested, all the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Bonus round coming up, but I simply remind you, what do I remind everybody, Jerry? I think Dr. Batar knows it too.
What do you, the everyone, what?
The power to heal.
The power to heal lies within yourself.
There you go. You got a nice modification of that. I like that. The power to heal lies within yourself. It's yours, it's mine, it's all y'all's. Thank you for being here. Check it out in the show notes. Ah, oh, man. I'm breathing deeply. Good job, Dr. Jerry. Love you, my brother.
You're a great interviewer. Thank you, man, for having me. Anytime, we can do this anytime again. Okay?
Sweet.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.